I know a lot of you realize I enjoy it when we all get a chance to hear some good music too on the program. So here is a bit of John Clemmer's Brasilia. That's Mr. Clemmer on saxophone. I will definitely be letting you hear some more of that. All right. In the meantime, back to our eyes. What else can we eat that will help us have healthy eyes? How about digging into some beans and legumes? Kind of vegetarian, low-fat, high-fiber option. It helps keep the vision sharp at night and, again, slows AMD. Age-related macular degeneration. Chickpeas are also high in zinc. Black-eyed peas, kidney beans, lentils. A can of baked beans will do the job. Man, beans and legumes. And you know what? I got to tell you, I sure enough like a lot of that. The lentils, black-eyed peas, baked beans. I'll be honest with you, I don't remember if I like kidney beans or not. I don't remember if I've eaten kidney beans. I just don't remember. So I'm not saying I do or don't like kidney beans. I'm just being honest with you. I don't remember if I've ever eaten it. But lentils, sure enough. Baked beans, sure enough. I know I've had chickpeas, but not often. Black-eyed peas, yeah. Give them to me. Mix that in some brown rice. I'm ready to go. How about this one? I guess you might say a bit controversial because, you know, for quite a few years, we had been told that we need to be about the business of really, really avoiding this quite a bit. Certainly, greatly, greatly, greatly reducing our intake. What am I talking about? Eggs. Yes, eggs. But here's what they're saying now. They're beginning to say that eggs are, number one, healthier than realized, and number two, related to that, not nearly as unhealthy as they thought. And so now they're saying, really, eggs make a great package deal. The zinc in one egg will help your body use the lutein and the zeaxanthin from its yolk. So the egg has zinc, lutein, and zeaxanthin. All of it in there. And the zinc, it's interesting how some nutrients help other nutrients do their thing better, do their job better, help them work better. And zinc helps our body use the lutein and the zeaxanthin. The yellow-orange color of these compounds blocks harmful blue light from damaging the retina. They help boost the amount of protective pigment in the macula, the part of the eye that controls central vision. How about this one? Squash. Your body cannot make lutein and zeaxanthin but you can get them from squash all year long. Summer squash also has vitamin C and zinc. The winter kind will give you vitamins A and C, as well as omega-3 fatty acids. Hoo-wee, do I need to start eating more squash? Okay, broccoli and Brussels sprouts. These related vegetables come with another winning combination of nutrients. Vitamin A, as lutein, zeaxanthin, and beta-carotene. Vitamin C and vitamin E. These are all antioxidants that protect the cells in the eyes from free radicals, which again is a type of, I say again, it's been a while since we mentioned it, but here we go again, a type of unstable molecule that breaks down healthy tissue. The retinas are especially vulnerable, so we need to make sure we're getting our vitamin A, our vitamin C, and our vitamin E. So we heard about some vitamins, specific vitamins, and specific foods that have these vitamins. They help our eyes with their health. What were some of the foods? What were some of the vitamins? And here's the thing. I'm going to make this a little easier on us. We don't necessarily have to match the vitamins with the foods. If you remember, one or the other, it's still good because you're going to be getting what you need. Now, here's the thing. It will be important at some point to be able to do a matchup, because you want to make sure that you're getting some of all these vitamins. And if we end up, you know, unintentionally loading up on a bunch of different foods, but they all have the same three or four vitamins in them, then we're missing some of those other nutrients. And we want to try to grab them all. So here we go. We'll talk about foods and we'll mention vitamins, nutrients. Okay. Raw red peppers, but also doesn't have to necessarily be raw. That's preferred because of the heat breakdown of the vitamin C. Bell peppers, strawberries, papayas, cauliflower, bok choy. Sunflower seeds and nuts. Vitamin E. Hazelnuts, peanuts, technically legumes, and peanut butter. Vitamin E. Dark leafy greens like kale, spinach, and collard greens. They're rich in vitamins C and E. All right. Now, once I name a vitamin, I won't mention it again. I just want to make sure that we get a recap of each vitamin or nutrient and each food. All right, just a recap. Salmon, omega-3 fatty acids that include DHA and EPA. Omega-3 fatty acids. Sweet potatoes. As a matter of fact, orange-colored fruits and vegetables like sweet potatoes, carrots, cantaloupe, mangoes, and apricots. Beta-carotene, which is a form of vitamin A. Zinc. We can find it in, yep, lean meat and poultry. Lean meat and poultry. Oysters. Yes. How about beans and legumes? Chickpeas. Black-eyed peas. Kidney beans. Lentils. Baked beans. By the way, how do you like your baked beans? Do you like mixing them with some other food, or just keep them separate and unto themselves? What else? How about eggs? Yes. Lutein, zeaxanthin. Squash. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Great foods that can help us with the health of our eyes. And, you know, we only have one pair of eyes. Good idea to do what we can to take good care of those eyes. So keep those in mind. When we come back, I want to take a look at some other interesting issues. One's going to deal with presidential election, another an age, another dealing with religious conversions. Want to find out what you think.